Good morning. It's 11:04. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. According to a new VPR Vermont PBS poll, more than two-thirds of Vermonters say they are very concerned about the future of small businesses in the state. Bill Beeland and his brother opened Vermont Bedrooms in Rutland in 1984. He says during the shutdown, his mattress sales were down 78% in April and 55% in May, and global disruptions in the supply chain are still impacting his business.
I've experienced five recessions. Our store burned down and we were out of business for a year. And I have, this is like nothing I've ever seen before.
He says federal assistance, unemployment benefits, and federal stimulus checks have all helped. And he says many businesses like his have gotten a boost from second homeowners flocking to Vermont. Rebounding sales make him cautiously optimistic, but Beeland says if there's another shutdown, all bets are off. And Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman says he would not divest from his organic farm in Hinesburg if he's elected governor. Zuckerman owns and operates Full Moon Farm. He's one of four candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. Governor Phil Scott sold his share of a construction business when he became governor, but Zuckerman says the two situations are different.
There's a difference when you're governor and you're overseeing multi-million-dollar state contracts to construction companies versus a farm that is independent of any government contracts or government arrangements.
Zuckerman says he has received some federal grants for his farm over the years, but has avoided applying for many state assistance programs. It's 11:06. Recapping the weather, today through tomorrow morning, a flash flood watch for the region, wind advisories from the Green Mountains east, and a tropical storm warning for New Hampshire. Today, cloudy, showers becoming heavier during the afternoon, some localized thunderstorms. Then the wind whips up later in the day, highs low to mid-70s. Rain heavy at times for tonight, strong wind from the Green Mountains east, lows in the 60s. And tomorrow, any morning showers give way to partly sunny skies, high temperatures mid-70s to low 80s. Find the full forecast at vpr.org. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.